Hey there, brother. This is Steve Horseman with Good Guys to Great Men. Thank you again for tuning in today. I really appreciate it. Today, I want to talk about confidence because this is the number one thing guys write me about. How do I get confident? I don't feel confident. I wish I was more confident. So the word confidence comes up a lot, and a lot of people don't understand what it is or how to get it. There are two basic types of confidence I want to talk about today with you. And one of them most guys have, and the other one most guys don't. The first one is called competency-based confidence. The other one is called spirituality-based confidence. So let's talk about the first one. The first one is what most guys have. This is being good at something. Confidence based in something you know really well or something you do really well. It's based in knowledge or skill. Most of the guys in my communities are kind of rock stars, right? They're great IT professionals, they're surgeons, they're pilots, they're lawyers, they're expert cabinet makers or tradesmen. They're really, really good at what they do. Nothing can shake them, nothing can hurt them. They're bulletproof. When they're in their profession, when they're in their zone of genius in what they do or what they know, they feel totally confident. Again, it's because they can't be hurt. They feel bulletproof. They feel very strong and very secure in who they are in that area of their life. Now, when you have competency-based confidence, you feel good when you're doing those things. But the problem with confidence is that, what if that was the only type of confidence? That means you'll only ever feel confident when you're doing those things, which means that all the other times in your life that you're not doing those things, you're a little tentative, you're not confident, you're sitting on your heels, you're walking on eggshells. And so enter the next kind of confidence, which is spirituality-based confidence. This is what you need when you get in relationships, when you get into the realm of vulnerability and intimacy and relationship with both men and women. This can show up at work too, where you're relying mostly on your competence and your skill and knowledge than on your ability to relate to a person. And let's make it real. Let's get involved in love and in marriage and sex. All right, this is where most guys have meltdowns in confidence. This is when they send me the email saying, I wish I was confident. Because even though they're a freaking fighter pilot, right, they don't feel confident when they're at home in the kitchen with their wife or in the bedroom. Why? Because they don't have any sense of groundedness. They don't have any sense of bulletproofness or self-assuredness or well-being when they are at home in the kitchen or in the bedroom. In other words, the fear that they have there is that they're at risk. They could get hurt. And so the word hurt is the fear behind the fear. The fear when you're talking to your wife or having an argument or initiating sex or trying to do anything in the intimate romantic realm of relationship. There's no confidence because you're looking for something you're good at. And because you're not good at it, you don't feel confident. So let me tell you a secret about one reason you feel the risk of getting hurt when you're in that realm. I call it the lipstick tube of whoop-ass. Whenever we get in relationship with women, and sometimes with other men too, we hand over the secret James Bond tube of lipstick. Think of the secret little weapon it's got a little brass case, and inside is whoop-ass. And we hand it over when we get in relationships. Because we don't have confidence, we bestow the power onto our partners, onto our female partners, the ability to say things or think things or do things that somehow threaten or hurt us, the worst being rejection, right? Disapproval, disappointment, scorn. If mama ain't happy, nobody's happy, right? So this little James Bond tube of lipstick, the whoop-ass tube, is something that she has in her purse. She's had it since you met her. She never asked for it. She doesn't want it. She hates that she has it. And every time she uses it, she doesn't feel good about that. And guess who gave it to her? All right, you did. I did. All right, so what I want you to do this weekend, your assignment is to go to that drawer where she keeps all her old lipsticks she never used and find one that you designated the one you gave her, the whoop-ass tube. And I want you to take it. I want you to put it in your pocket and permanently now reset the switch of confidence. Let's talk about spiritual confidence at this point, because once you do this, this is all a spiritual conversation, right? You're taking this metaphoric tube of lipstick, you're putting in your pocket, you're walking away, and you're reclaiming the power that is naturally yours. Spirituality-based confidence comes from an inner knowing that you're okay. You are strong. You are valuable. You're significant with or without her approval. That you're not standing in judgment waiting to be told that you're a good boy. Spirituality-based confidence is based in this whether it's religious based or other kind of religious or spiritual practice that you have that tells you, I'm actually okay. I was born okay. It's not that I'm not okay when I'm with her. It's just that she's got the whoop ass. I need to take it back. I need to take it back and reassure myself, whether I'm initiating sex, where I'm having an argument or having to bring up some bad news or anything that feels uncomfortable to me, is all made up in my head, which is another spiritual concept. The idea that all of your feelings come from your thinking. Everything in your head is yours. You created it, just like you created the can of whoop ass, the lipstick tube of whoop ass. So your homework is to take it back this weekend and see what you can do and see how you feel when you have a spiritual belief this weekend that there's nothing that can hurt you, even in the realm of romance, marriage, and sex. You can't get hurt because you're already okay. See what happens. See how you talk. See how you relax. See how you listen. Try that out on for size this weekend. Thanks for listening. I hope that helps. We'll see you next week with another one. Take care, guys. Bye-bye.